Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
They're back at the pool already this morning in Paris, France. The Olympic Games roll on. American Katie Ledecky will go for gold in the 1500-meter final later today. U.S. men's and women's basketball both play today. ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera is live in Paris this morning. Ines, you went to women's gymnastics Tuesday night. Simone Biles and the U.S. team locked it in.
I did, yes. It was incredibly exciting. So they did win the gold, which was their big redemption. I think there was a lot of disappointment last Olympics in Tokyo when they were favored to win gold but ended up with silver because Simone Biles had to withdraw. So they had their sights set on gold here, and they didn't disappoint. You had Simone Biles competing in all four events. They did incredibly well. They finished way ahead of their competition. Their floor routines for all three of them were dynamic, stunning. On the beam, Suni Lee absolutely killed it. She outdid herself, performed a routine that was even harder than during qualification. So their gold certainly well-deserved. And I was in the room for the first half. I then had to run out and get some work done. But I did get to see vaults and uneven bars, and the atmosphere was absolutely electric. I mean, so many Team USA fans in there. I think they were probably in the majority. So many American flags everywhere. And when Team USA walked out into the room, the crowd just went absolutely wild. So really fun to see that atmosphere in Paris.
And the stars were out as well. Celebrity watch. Anybody cool that you got to see or rub up against?
I didn't actually catch anyone, no, but I did see afterwards that there were people like Nicole Kidman there.
Yeah, so no.
It was absolutely, I think Natalie Portman as well. So star-studded, as were the qualifications. And we're not done. Up next is the men's are competing tonight in the individual medals, the men's gymnastics team. And then going forward will be the women's kind of individual medals. So we'll have the women's all-around coming up next with both Suni Lee and Simone Biles actually competing against each other here. The first time that two all-around champions will be competing in the all-around final, both from the same country.
And maybe not as high on people's radar, the rugby team did really well too, right? The women's rugby?
They did, yeah. So it was, you know, a kind of a last-minute win for them with Alex Cedric in a final play pulling it off for Team USA, and so they won the bronze medal. So that was very exciting. They were up against Australia. They're pretty pretty good. So yeah. I mean, we've been doing really well in a bunch of different disciplines. They've, you know, Team USA has medaled in terms of swimming and fencing, gymnastics, of course. You know, it's been very, very cool to see all the different disciplines. And we are now, in terms of the medal count, we are now at 26 medals, so leading in terms of the total number of medals. We've got 4 golds, 11 bronzes, 11 silvers.
Talking with Ines de la Cotera of ABC News, she is live with us in Paris. On the more disappointing end, Ines, U.S. tennis star Coco Gauff, she still has doubles. She's in both the mixed doubles and your regular all-female doubles with a chance to medal in both. But she lost Tuesday, kind of in stunning fashion. She was the number 2 seed.
That's right. Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer. You know, she's a U.S. tennis star. She was one of the flag bearers during the opening ceremony for Team USA. She was eliminated from the women's singles portion of the game. She was defeated in the third round by a Croatian player, Dana Bekic. She also kind of lost her cool at one point, which was a bummer. She had a lengthy argument with the umpire over a call. She was, you know, clearly getting frustrated with that. She was in tears by the end of it. And she later said she feels she always has to advocate for herself on the court. So a bit of a bummer there for Coco Gauff. She does continue to compete, though, in doubles. So we'll keep an eye on that. But, yeah, a bit of a bummer for her yesterday.
And the swimmers were able to get into the River Seine. They pulled it off.
They did. They pulled it off. We were all very skeptical. I was very skeptical myself. They had to cancel training sessions over the weekend because of heavy rains. And then they actually had to cancel the men's triathlon event or postpone the men's triathlon event yesterday. But both events, both the men and women's triathlon events, went ahead as planned today. They did take that historic plunge in the river, the first time in 100 years that you know, anyone has been swimming in the river. So it's a big deal. Very exciting. And it was a French woman who won the women's competition and Team GB that was so Great Britain that won the men's competition.
Is it as hot there as everyone is saying, Ines?
It's awful. It's absolutely boiling. Yes, hottest day of the year ever yesterday. It's a little cooler today, but we're all very sweaty. There's barely any AC in Paris, so that's been fun. And, you know, it makes it more complicated for athletes, too, who are competing in this heat.
Yeah, you want to set records at the Olympics. That's not one you want. Ines de la Cotera from ABC News. Appreciate you this morning.
Thank you.
As you heard Ines say, the medal count, U.S. leading all nations, 26 total. Though further down the list with gold medals, we are at 4, but more to come for sure in the pool. Live from Paris, that was Ines de la Cotera of ABC News. News about your money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Eric would be so happy.